Welcome to Hammer Dog! Number one sports betting program that comes out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs. And tonight's top story is your Canadian sensation and bearded wonder, Bubblegum Pino.
Good day, Tony.
How are we?
All is well.
All is fucking well. That ends well, my friend.
Hell yeah.
Bruce, how are we?
What's going on?
What is going on, dude?
Mostly baseball.
Yeah.
I was a rough night on the diamonds.
I went 4-1.
Otter, how are we?
Doing pretty good, Tony. I'm really Jesus.
Who wrote the note? Snooki.
Doing pretty good. I'm just really rooting for the Reds right now.
There it is.
I don't think it's going to come through.
Okay. There it is.
Yeah, they blew it.
There's the word.
Just blew it.
There's the words you were looking for. What did you say? Oh, baseball. Good night, by the way. Good night.
Thank you.
Okay, Bruce.
Getting a little bit of fatigue. Getting a little... This is an honest show. I like to be honest about my feelings.
Well, here we start to lose the plot here where, like, the minus 140s of yesteryear are laying 168.
Yeah, because a lot of teams are dog shit at this point.
Yeah, because we know, and the deadline's come and gone.
Yeah.
So I hear you, Tony.
We're getting
you got to really reach.
Yeah, this is the baseball betting fatigue portion for me where, I mean, what are we, a little over a month until playoffs?
Yeah.
We got the League's Cup, though. We had both in the League's Cup last night.
No, I just meant baseball betting fatigue.
Yeah.
There has to be like an attendance dip this time.
Not year, overall too. Betting fatigue. Because I am fucking deep in college football and NFL football right now. Fucking can't wait.
The playoffs should probably start in August when you really...
Dude, yeah.
They have played over 100 fucking games already. They should be in the playoffs.
That's right baseball. Now. They should
said
be.
It, man.
They should be. I mean,
holy shit. The NBA season's too long. This is unreal.
Preseason info is starting to come out. We can update some of those. I was just writing it down. Oh, it's up on the stage.
You want me to go?
No. It's all right. I mean, because there's no game tonight. If off the top of my head, let's just roll through kind of what we know right now. Okay. Texans and Patriots. Texans, we're going to get Stroud. Okay.
Yep.
Patriots are going to get Zappy, and then from so on and so forth. There you get.
I like Zappy, to be honest.
Zappy followed by Penn State great, Arizona Cardinals great, Ravens great. Someone say his name, I can't remember.
Trace McSorley.
Thank you.
Trace McSorley with Bill could.
Oh yeah,
do some things.
Could do some things. I don't. Just because the Texans are playing Stroud, which probably means they're playing some starters, doesn't... I'm not saying that's a... I don't want to lay the 3.5 exactly there.
So that's what we're up to? We're well off the 2.5 now.
3.5. We are up to the 3.5.
What's the over-under on this game?
36.5.
Fuck, that's like a normal-ass over-under, too.
I haven't seen one thing on tomorrow night's Viking and Seahawks.
Do we worry about a little bit of playing possum offensively in general for Bill? Running last year's stuff.
Oh yeah.
No one will throw like actual.
You know,
like,
who would Billy O would plays. Lose his mind if he had to run last year's stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
They're definitely running like their base shit out of their
yeah, every off,
like
yeah,
the most every, basic yeah. shit.
Every offense.
They never try, especially in the first preseason game.
I mean, why would you?
Vikings and Seahawks, I haven't seen a fucking thing, to be honest with you.
As long as Drew Locke's slinging the pill.
It's yeah, but then like if Drew's not going, if say Geno doesn't play and Drew doesn't go the whole game, there.
Who's their three?
They're three. Hold on. I mean, you guys wouldn't be able to guess the name in 600 years.
We'll have to do some tape study.
Rookie?
Yep. Rookie out of, I could probably even give you the school that he went to.
Who the fuck?
East Carolina.
He's a pirate.
Yeah.
Wow, proud.
Fuck.
Fucking Holton Allers.
How the fuck did this guy make it to the NFL?
Well, he's a good quarterback, obviously.
He's probably like...
He's a gunslinger.
Probably 6'5", 250 with a cannon arm.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, fucking Holton Allers, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, ever heard of him? He's shooting up the draft.
So, I mean, not a ton... Like, I've seen Holton play in college. You know, I haven't...
I don't remember.
I'll have to dive in.
Not a ton.
Dive into the highlights.
Not a ton. But I mean, after Mullins on the Vikings, you got Jaren Hall, who I did watch a lot of at BYU.
He's a dog.
So, you know, that's a tough game to...
Maybe an under there.
That's a tough game. Maybe an under
there. Sleepy under.
I like... Maybe. I was just thinking, even at 36 and a half, I kind of like the over for the Patriots.
The Lions, Dan Campbell came out and said that a lot of the starters reps that you would see in the preseason game are happening this week during joint practices.
Which is interesting because there's a strip six practice today.
Saw that. So I wouldn't expect...
Did you see Dimes put a drive together today?
I wouldn't expect a lot from the Lions. I assume I haven't heard anything from the Giants, but if they're playing starters in...
I think they were looking great today, and yesterday it was pretty 50-50.
Okay. Steelers are going to get Kenny Pickett, so I assume you're getting starters with Kenny.
Am I wrong there, Gumpy? Why are you smirking at me like that?
I mean, there are some reports about Danny Dimes.
Yesterday. Were there?
Hey, let's also remember...
That were very damning... Yes.
Well, that's yeah.
We were at Colts training camp, and we watched the Indianapolis Colts fucking dice up the Detroit Lions last year.
Yeah, we did.
And the way that those seasons ended up, I don't know.
Yeah, but that was the Detroit Lions defense that was pretty much terrible for most of the season. Steelers are getting Kenny Pickett and probably starters there. Bucks have Baker Mayfield starting. So I mean, that's a decent preseason game.
That's battle for Carson Wentz at the Buccaneers facility, you know?
Oh, if Baker and Trask doesn't work out?
Yeah, if they stink it up.
Dude.
Who's the 3-4 the Bucs? Who's Mason Rudolph going to be?
Is Mitch going to play?
Yeah, I would assume if Kenny's playing.
So you're going to get Mitch and, I mean,
Steelers. Yeah, the Steelers are.
Oh,
Steelers feel
hey,
like a good
reason. Hey, Bucs, though, you got Baker. We don't know if. I'd probably give Mitch.
Are they just going to run Baker and Trask, or is it like they're going to start one each game?
And then you get the Wolf.
Wow.
Oh, they got the Wolf?
Yeah. Wow. It's not a bad little.
Don't let the Wolf get hot and steal the
Packers.
Job.
I saw.
I hate to say it, but the Wolf hasn't really been the same since he left that playoff.
Broke his neck.
Yeah. Ambulance.
I hate to be that guy.
Well, Goff standing there with a finger bruise.
Yep. LaFleur said today. That wasn't the case. LaFleur said today.
They won that football game in Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Playoff game.
Well, didn't Goff strap it up? Yeah.
Yeah.
LaFleur said about an hour ago that potentially we'll see the starters in some capacity. So whatever that means, they're going against the Bengals. We know it's not Burrow. So
who's their backup?
Packers. Simulator.
Packers. Danny Etling, I believe.
Okay.
He's their backup.
I mean, pretty fucking. What do you have? Like a 50-yard touchdown in the running in the preseason last year.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, if things go. Jordan Love gets banged up. Yeah, you're actually.
I mean, we could have a Carl Wentz in Green Bay situation on our hands.
I am completely. I am wrong.
Oh my God,
Danny Etling is not listed anymore. Who did I see him at? Anyways, Sean Clifford is the backup.
Oh, Big Red Clifford.
Yeah.
This guy with the 27-year-old.
Dude,
who is Etling on? I just saw his name.
I don't know. Etling, though, Indiana legend. Pack.
You trust in the big red dog?
No.
I like Clifford.
Oh, he's a free agent?
He's not bad. Like, yeah, I mean, it could go, you know, it could go one of two ways, obviously.
Yes, it could.
Feels like very good or very bad. I don't know if there'll be an in-between.
Falcons, exactly. Dolphins, they're practicing together this week. I assume starters aren't going there. I haven't heard anything.
Probably not.
Browns just announced that Deshaun's going to go.
Cool.
They're playing the Commanders. Haven't heard anything there.
Howell's got to go.
Probably. Broncos are -5.5. Sean Payton said starters will play. Bears, I saw.
5.5?
Yeah. Bears, I saw Fields is going to start, I think.
That'll be quick, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drive. Colts are -5 against the Bills.
Fuck that line.
That's a lot. Yeah. Could be looking at some money line parlays here.
Yeah. We will continue to keep you updated on the preseason playing situations as far as we know as we go on.
Yep.
Games start tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and maybe one on Sunday.
And the Premier League returns on
Premier Friday. League returns this weekend. Also, the golf playoffs start this weekend.
Yeah.
I handicapped it this morning.
I like John Rahm and Victor Hovland.
I mean, yeah, and it was all people at the top.
Well, that's what the playoff is.
Yeah.
Choose who you think the best one is.
Yeah, I mean, no, but it was like, I mean, there's 70 guys in, but it was all. But I did text our good friend DB at the fucking Junkies, and his note was, here, and the course is soft as fuck. Gonna play longer than it is. He likes his lock of the week is Cam Davis, top 30 at +110. And Burns outright at 40-1 is his little bit of a
bomb.
A little bit of a bomb.
Burnsy.
Yeah, that seems seems a little crazy for me. I think that would be fucking crazy.
What if
Sam Burns won the first playoff?
You never know. Yeah, you never know.
That'd be crazy.
Okay. A little baseball.
What about Dick Fowler?
Reds just gave up a fucking run. Now they're down in the bottom of the ninth.
I don't have
it. Back to you.
Mitt's holding on to this Reds game like he's got a rack on it.
I have been so cold betting baseball other than the fucking Dodgers.
Mitt, why would you say why would you say you're cold betting baseball?
Because I'm fucking due.
Oh no, Marseille just went down in Champions League qualifier. Jeez.
You watch a ton of baseball?
No, I don't watch a ton of baseball, Tony. Everybody that listens to this show knows that I just bet on this.
Hey, yeah. That's why I wanted to make sure everyone did know. When Mitt says his baseball bets, he's just throwing them out there.
Hey, we're clicking.
I mean, Reds won the first five.
I know, and for some reason I bet them full game.
Okay, let's get into baseball tonight. Bailey Ober goes against Alex Fado. Twins at Detroit. I got a hard time not taking the Twins money line again.
They
did lose.
Yeah, they did get smacked. Twins first five money line for sure.
St. Louis at Tampa. Dakota Hudson goes against Jalen Beeks.
Put me down for the Rays again. First time
on time. Beeks, I believe.
This feels like a good bounce back night for teams that didn't do what they were supposed to do last night.
There's a few of those last night. I'll just stay away from that one, though.
Yeah, shout out to Brewers.
Mackenzie Gore goes against Michael Lorenzen, who's now on the Phillies. Huge line there, so I'll stay away.
Yeah, I'm out.
Christian Javier goes against old Jackie Flaherty. Baltimore, they were up last night until they were not. Nothing there for me.
I'm on Flaherty, Orioles, first five money line.
I'm playing the Stros, first five plus a half, despite Flaherty on the bump. I think, this is a potential backbreaker there last night.
That is a...
I think the probability of a first five tie is exceptional.
Oh, love that. Max Fried, who was out since May 5th, came back through six innings, three hits. Before he went out, he had like a fucking 1.5 ERA, came back with that solid performance. This is huge for the Braves to get back. I mean, the line's huge, so I'm not taking anything here, but, just for moving forward that they have fucking Fried back, good for the Braves.
Yeah, I'm not laying 170 with a -1.5 full game. I'm out.
Nope.
There was a day where I could trust Kyle Hendricks. Today is not that day. Cubs versus Mets. You want to trust them?
Oh, yeah. Put me down, Cubbies, again. First five money line.
Yeah, I trust them, too. That's the play of the day in my
B.O.D.
Book. We got to get one here, Cubbies.
Yeah, Cubs need it.
B.O.D.
I like them full game, too, but the first five plus a half is the play of the day.
Did Cubs win the full game last night?
I'm pretty sure they lost because I took them full game today because they lost.
I have to check that.
I will make sure right now.
I thought they came back.
They came back and won.
Yeah, they won.
Yeah, I thought so.
3-2.
So are you still?
He's winning bets. He doesn't even know.
I didn't take. Okay. I didn't.
Maybe
take
you're not even cold, man.
No, I didn't take him yesterday.
As soon as you said they lost last night, I knew there was a high probability they won.
Guy might be.
I knew that they split. I knew that they had split the series, and then I knew that they had won the series against the Braves. And I was like, "Fuck it, I'm tired of rooting against the Cubs. I'm gonna put money on the Cubs tonight."
All right, Casey's in Boston. Jordan Lyles stinks. Goes against Pivetta.
I'm out.
Anyone doing anything for Gossman and Logan Allen?
Jay's first five money line.
Yeah, I love the Jays full game.
Okay. The Yankees, old Ian Hamilton's going against Clevinger of the Sox. How do we feel about Ian Hamilton tonight?
I don't really know, honestly. But
the fuck is Ian Hamilton?
Yeah, I don't know.
Clevinger kind of
sucks. You watch it? Did you watch it? Did you buy the package to watch the Yankees?
No. I'm sick of the Chicago blackout. I'm sick of it. Did you buy the package? I'm just living like the Yankees don't exist, and it's bumming me out. Thank God for Hard Knocks last night.
You have been quite bummed out the last couple
of days. I mean, yeah, Hamilton shot 1.67.
Yeah. He should win.
Ryan Walker of the San Francisco Giants, who goes an inning, and by inning, I mean an out or two sometimes, maybe an inning. Goes against Shohei, who has been very good his last two
seasons. I'm out.
Okay.
Get me all the way in on Shohei tonight. Let's go. Full game minus 142. I'm probably going to change that one to a first five just because I don't think that they're going to have Shohei throwing that long.
Okay.
Also, I've read that he has never hit a homer against the Giants, so I think tonight might be the night.
They don't play very often, so
I think maybe it's like 0 for 11 out of the games or something.
Bobby Miller goes against Merrill Kelly, the old law firm.
Yeah, I wanted to fade the old firm here, but just didn't feel right.
Okay.
And they got the job done last night, barely.
Anything for you?
No, thank you.
Okay. And then Yu Darvish goes against Emerson Hancock in our nightcap.
First start for this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm out.
Yeah, that's trappy too.
Oh, yeah.
But the side is you, Crank Guy Soldier.
I only had the one play tonight, and that was the Twins full game money line. I don't feel good about it. I told you.
All first five, Rays money line, Twins money line, Orioles money line, Jays money line, Cubs money line.
I got the Blue Jays full game, the Astros first five plus a half, and then the play of the day, the Chicago Cubs first five plus a half.
Cubbies.
Go Cubs, go.
Go Cubs, go.
Hey,
go,
Chicago, Cubs, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win.
Go today. Cubs, go.
I just want you to know that Junkies are in the chat, and they said fucking Sam Burns can win anywhere, anytime.
Okay.
I would like the Junkies to know that Bruce has his pissed face on.
No, I don't.
Really?
Seems like it does, doesn't it?
Does it?
Where are we at? NFL.
Hell yeah.
We continue to fucking chug along.
Yes, we do.
Today we have the Minnesota Vikings and the Baltimore Ravens, both second shortest odds in their division to win said division, the NFC and AFC North. We'll start in the NFC again with the Minnesota Vikings, plus 4,000 to win the Super Bowl, plus 2,000 to win the NFC, plus 300 to win the NFC East. Sorry, NFC North. That's on me. 8.5 is their win total. Okay, they lose Dalvin Cook. They lose Adam Thielen. The defense has a ton of names you will not recognize.
Yep. They got Hunter, right?
That's the Daniil. Yep. They obviously got Harrison still on the back end. You know, those are the staples kind of.
Harrison Smith is the only name that I can recognize.
Yeah. B-Flo obviously comes in as the defensive coordinator.
That's big.
Yeah. I respect B-Flo as a defense coordinator for sure.
Have to.
Man. This is an under for me. 8.5. I went through.
I think this is like, they're spot on with this number.
I can see that. That's fine. Yeah.
This is one I want nothing to fucking do with.
Last year, it feels like the Vikings got so fucking lucky in so many games, had so many right bounces at the end of the game, that it just seems like this year that I'm just down on them this year. I just don't think that they got it.
Obviously, they have the top 1, 2, 3 wide receiver in football.
Yep. Top 5, probably tight end.
Hawkinson, yeah. He's pretty good. O-line's not bad at all. I'd like to know if Madison
could the O-line for the O-line on PFF is like, oh, it's pretty fucking good O-line. And then I was just thinking about quarterback and Kirk Cousins just getting obliterated.
Just constantly. Absolutely.
So is he holding the ball too long?
Fucking shots. Their left tackle, can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Beast. Was always on AQ's jocked up segment or whatever the fuck it's called.
It's a beast. Dillashaw, maybe?
Darisaw.
There it is.
In the trenches, asshole.
No, I know in the trenches, but there was a segment of in the trenches where he did fucking jocked up.
I just remember the big gaping holes.
Yeah. But there was some jocked up.
Yeah, what was that segment? What? Big bumps.
Big bumps, thank you.
Big bumps in the trenches with AQ Shipley.
Thank you. Jocked up in the trenches.
Jacked up might need to fucking take that one.
Yeah.
Jacked up.
Because they don't do it anymore. I got a lot of questions. A ton of questions about this team. I like Kirk. I do.
I mean, and they
didn't added, you see Madison as an every down back?
Yep.
They it added Jordan Addison too. I think he's really good coming out of college. Yeah. I think the receiving corps really doesn't lose that much. With like Thielen being gone, he was really only big on third downs, and now they have Hockenson to kind of
replace them. Will score points. They will, establish some sort of run game, turn it into 7
a lot of overs
when they need to. They're going to put up points. It's just a matter of what B-Flow can get out of that defense.
B-Flow, dial it up.
Which, should be able to get a lot because, how bad could they be? It just seems like they were, looking at each other, looking at the sideline a lot last year.
Yeah.
And definitely QB or quarterback show recency bias, but I think Kirk Cousins is kind of underrated. If they go over, it's 8 fucking games.
I think everything's on the table for the Vikings. I think they could win the division. I think they could be third in the division. I don't think they'll be last.
They could go anywhere. They could win anywhere from 4 to 12 games, and I would not be surprised.
Yep. Where would you put their odds to win the Super Bowl? Just not the betting odds. Personal number? Probability.
0.
Yeah, I'd put it at 0.
Too. 100-1.
Yeah. I wonder what that's like, Do they believe that? No.
No.
Nobody
believes that. Nobody in camp right now does.
That's crazy.
Maybe the Cardinals.
I don't believe the Giants can really win the Super Bowl.
I don't know.
I would be beyond. They've done it when I didn't believe they could before. Yeah. So that's the thing that keeps the hope alive. But I would be absolutely shocked if the Giants won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they're. I would say 5 out of 100, I'd give them 7 or 8.
They have.
I'd give them 4.5% chance. Okay. Maybe
it's more than the. Unless the Vikings defense does something that fucking.
Yeah, they just have to really turn it around fast.
Very fast. I lean under here.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Okay, AFC North, Baltimore Ravens, +2,000 to win the Super Bowl. 1,200 to win the AFC, 235 to win the North, and their win total is 10.5. I think their weapons are the best that they've had in quite some time. Is OBJ what he was? No. But he's still better than what the Ravens have had forever.
For sure. And a great, locker room addition.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that the sarcasm?
No,
you're a Giants fan, so I wasn't sure.
I love OBJ.
Okay. Do all Giants fans love OBJ?
I don't care really.
Oh no, I was doesn't.
I think so. I think I think you look back at the trade and whatever, it worked out pretty well. So I don't think there's any ill will.
Okay. But with Odell, Bateman, Zay Flowers, if he's as good as people say, Duvernay's solid.
Mark Andrews,
Isaiah Likely. If Dobbins plays, Gus Bus is back. Lamar, the O-line's good.
All healthy, it is nasty.
I'm high on the Ravens.
Is this the year that Lamar plays 16 games is what I want to know. Because it's been...
How about 17?
Yeah, 17, sorry. But It just always feels like Lamar is going into the season. He's like going to be the MVP. He's going to do this, this, and this.
I think if he only misses a couple, they're fine though, man. Like, I think Huntley can do it for a couple. It's just if he's out
for a short
period of time. Like, I'm going to be holding the Ravens AFC North division winner ticket because I think it's a possibility.
It is. It is definitely.
Sure. I think they're very live with the changes they've made in that offense.
I think they could win the division and still also hit their under on win total, though. 10.5 is
huge. Who'd they lose on the defense? Calais Campbell?
Yeah, I mean, through their defense.
He was a bit of a staple, wasn't he?
And it's not, yes.
For years, yeah, but
and I don't it's think not a ton, good. It's not a ton of, like, household names. Like, the D-line isn't, like, a ton of household names like it normally is. But
didn't, like, the entire secondary tear the ACL also?
Yes, that was a couple years. That was 2 years ago. That was when Wink was fucking going zero blitz with guys that...
they gotta have the most ACL tears out of anybody.
Well, they had the vote. They voted their training staff the worst training staff of all time.
Yeah,
but they got fired. Linebackers are good. Patrick Queen and Roquan.
Yep.
Marlon is good in the back. Marcus Williams comes over from the Saints, who is good in the back. Kyle Hamilton, the draft is pretty good. I mean, their corners. Rocky Sin has been all over the place, so that might be a weak point.
Lost Marcus Peters.
Yeah, I don't know if their defense is as good as it has been, but I think it's good enough.
I'm also pretty low on Kyle Hamilton, actually.
Whoa. Oh, why?
Last year, it seemed like he missed a lot of tackles and was really slow for the NFL.
Whoa.
Jeez. Notre Dame, right?
Yeah. Big dude. I mean, he just looks like Isaiah Simmons out there playing safety, just kind of a little too big, a little too slow.
Whoa.
Isaiah Simmons is a beast.
Yeah,
I didn't know Kyle Hamilton was getting this today.
Yeah, I mean, if he's Isaiah Simmons, then sign me up.
Isaiah Simmons plays like 25% of the snaps.
Whoa.
Isaiah Simmons is a bit of a dog playing that rover position.
He's nasty. Yeah,
plays a lot.
It's like Jabril.
Wait, did you say he plays a lot? Or
I'm being sarcastic. He barely plays.
Whoa.
Jeez.
That's why they moved him to safety, because they can't find it's okay having these guys come in as these hybrid linebacker safeties
like Micah Parsons.
Yeah, but Micah Parsons was a hybrid linebacker and basically edge rusher. He's still just an edge rusher. Like, that's not a safety. Like, I'm talking like Miles Jack, Isaiah Simmons, Kyle Hamilton, I would put into this category. I don't think any of these guys have really panned out playing safety. I just don't think they're fast enough.
Miles Jack was close to being an electrician if he didn't sign with the Eagles.
Yeah, but that's also playing linebacker.
Just because, you know.
Jabril, too, dude.
I like to keep this show as reputable as possible. Isaiah Simmons played 92% of the snaps 2 years ago and 83% of snaps last year. So not 25.
Okay, I was obviously being a little sarcastic about 25.
Still on the Cardinals.
The guy, man, left 70% on the cutting room floor.
You're getting taken out for 10% of the snaps, and you're supposed to be the best player on the defense.
What'd you say?
Might have been the best player going.
Huh?
Still on the Cardinals?
Yeah.
He's maybe the best player on that team.
Besides Buddha,
80% of the snaps, you're the best player on the team.
Buddha's got to get out of there, dude.
Back to the Ravens.
Yeah, seriously.
I got him at 10 before I did. There were some few toss-ups. Definitely not taking the under. I'll say that I actually talked to Gumby about this over break. Last few years, I had zero worry about the Ravens. That is not the case this year.
Gotcha.
There's a little bit of worry in my heart about the Ravens this year.
I was hoping for
the offense.
I was hoping for the secondary when we ran through it would strike a little more fear into my heart.
Yeah.
So that's a little disappointing for me.
It might be shootouts in Baltimore this year, to be honest.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yep.
Could be overseas.
I mean, when they were able to find like a pretty balanced offense in their, you know, old scheme and all that, they were, you know, borderline unstoppable when it was all clicking.
I think that AFC North is just going to eat each other up.
See, I wouldn't hesitate putting a Ravens ticket on in the win the North either, because we haven't done the breakdown for the Bengals. But their defense lost a little bit from last year, so will they be able to replace that? We'll see tomorrow.
Say Flowers is a dog.
Yeah. don't want to crown him yet. I'd like to see him play a ball game, but yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm comfortable crowning Zay Flowers. He's going to make people miss.
You know, there's always in the back.
You got, if you got Lamar calling your joystick, sign me up. Oh, man. Sold.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's not going to stink.
I just can't do it. I mean, there's so many players in history that were joystick before. Rondale Moore was the greatest player ever in one preseason.
Yeah, true.
Is he hurt?
I have no idea.
Took Tavon Austin a really long time to figure out like his role too.
But no, I think Zay Flowers is going to be good. Yeah. I think the Ravens are going to be good.
Yeah.
I think the Vikings, yeah, I'm in. Vikings not so much. Much higher on the Ravens than I am the Vikings.
Very true.
Okay.
I do think my this year's big MVP ticket, actual MVP ticket, will be Lamar Jackson. I think this is the year that he actually gets it done, plays all 17, and I mean, they want. I feel like the NFL just wants to crown him, so if he has a good year, I think they'll crown him.
You want to crown him, crown him.
You crown him.
Your ass at plus 1,600.
You can fucking crown him.
He is a reigning MVP, not the reigning MVP. Has an MVP.
I think there's a big, Jalen Hurts for MVP push here.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially now with no OC, just running QB sneak. Who else are you going to give it?
I hope Josh Allen gets.
I hope that the new Madden is completely ruined by having like their version of the QB sneak the game, gaining 60.
That would be fucking hysterical.
Everyone QB has to sneak switch and Madden's their
already bullshit. It's already, you get 2 yards no matter what. It's already dumb. You can pinch the line. You can call a run up the middle. You can do everything. It's not going to work. Doesn't matter. You're going to get 2 yards. The quarterback falls forward. That's ridiculous that they put that in the game.
Realistically, there's probably 10 guys that can win the MVP. And Lamar is the has the 10th longest. He's right there.
Yeah. It's a good ticket to have.
Good ticket.
Because after Lamar, it goes Fields, Goff, Geno Smith, Jordan Love, Derek Carr, Russell Wilson, Kenny Pickett, Brock Purdy.
Quite the drop off.
None of those guys are winning MVP.
Nope.
Would be shocking. Justin Fields, you never know.
Maybe. They win fucking 12 games and
you want to crown? You're going to crown them? Crown them.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I would much rather put an offensive player of the year ticket on for him than I would MVP.
Yeah.
Crown
not,
him.
Not gonna do either, but just saying. Any footy tonight?
No. Leagues Cup's back Friday night actually.
Okay.
Ooh.
How's the
footy Friday?
You know how many picks you have yet for this weekend or?
Oh yeah, I'm dialed there. I got them all. We're ready. We're fucking ready.
Awesome. Tomorrow we got 2 preseason games. Friday's a real fix Friday, just so you know.
Yeah.
We're back.
Yeah.
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 And then we're off and we're in it. Week 0 is not far away. How far away is week 0?
Few weeks.
They playing overseas 2 or 3 again?
Yeah, Dublin, Notre Dame and Navy.
Really?
Yep. That is
I love that Dublin game. Who did we have last year in that, Bruce?
Northwestern plus 17.5. They covered.
Northwestern, Nebraska, they covered because they won the game.
Yeah.
I heard some rumors after that. You know, Nebraska was out in Dublin at the casino. And
that was a if you want to crown them situation.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that Northwestern team was, what were they, 1-9, 1-10 last year? They had no business winning that one.
They came out hitting.
They played. They played that first game.
Yep.
Yeah, guess who else? I don't know. I don't know what San Diego State's doing, but I can tell you who their opponent, how their opponent's going to play in week one. Who? Fucking give me the
Ohio Bobcats.
What's the line on that?
I don't know. Excited to see it.
It's holy 17. Fuck. Is that week 0?
Ooh, Hawaii and Vandy again. Remember that line was, remember it went from like 4.5 to 9.5 or something like that. And everyone was like, whoa, too much. And then Vandy beat him by 30 because Hawaii was one of the worst teams in college football last year.
Whatever that is.
Ohio's plus 3.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Give me,
Jacksonville State's a bit of a banger too, to be honest.
And we got USC and San Jose State on the Pac-12 network.
Sick.
Bye.
No one will see that.
29.5 ain't enough for that one.
No, I don't think so.
USC might put up a 40. Might put up a 40. They might win by 40.
Oh, I'm so excited.
The big lines in college football are one of the more daunting tasks.
Remember that first Thursday night when we had Purdue, Penn State? That fucking banger.
That was a banger, dude.
That game.
That was Big Red Clifford.
That
game stunk.
Dude, what? Central Florida's laying 34.5 against Kent State.
Kent State might be one of the worst.
Is Notre Dame beating Navy by 20 week one?
No, it's interesting because Coach Ken is not at Navy anymore. There's rumors they're not going to run a true triple.
Good.
So we'll see.
I love Sam Hartman.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there.
Dude.
NC State UConn that weekend is
UConn plus 16.5. We're doing this again.
That's going to throw on your Jim Tressel sweater vest and get a good sweat.
UConn covered every game as a big dog last year, dude.
NC State.
My worry about UConn, did their like good players transfer or did they all stay?
UConn, I can tell you that. 1 second.
Let me pull up the sheet. I wouldn't worry about the players. It's fucking Mora and the fucking ghost getting it done.
I don't know.
Let me pull up the sheet.
Players matter.
UConn is number 12th in the country in returning experience. Number one in returning all conference players.
Let's fucking go.
The ghosts are alive.
NC State brought in Brennan Armstrong to play quarterback, who was at Virginia for a bunch of years. The lefty who fucking is pretty good.
He's no
Nebraska plus 6.5 at Minnesota.
He's no Zion Turner, Tony.
Is Rule turned it around that fast?
Who knows?
It would be cool with all the snake oil being sold over there.
It would be a damn shame if Nebraska walked in and smacked Minnesota around for
damn. Minnesota's. I believe it'll be a down year, more of a down year for Minnesota than it has been.
Yeah, I actually think that's my first 5-star of the season.
We'll get there.
Nebraska plus 7.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow.
Jesus.
They at home or they're on the road?
They're on the road.
Yeah.
On the road. Still. Nebraska rules travel. We know that.
All right.
Of course.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Damn.